Hi, it's Sidara, and I haven't done one of these for quite some time because I've been a little bit busy. You may already know what's going on with me, or if you don't, then here it is in a nutshell. I was told I was in remission from breast cancer, but I just didn't feel well. I had migraines, and I was told, oh, you know, it's just the emotional stress of all the treatment, and go home and enjoy your life. And I was like, nope, I don't get headaches. This is not right. I basically had to become a bit of a tit in order to get a CT, which it shouldn't be the case. But, you know, I live in a free healthcare system. Everything is cost effective. And unless you are a shit, sometimes you don't get what you need. So that's what I had to do. I had the first CT and it showed a big, one big tumour in the top middle of my head. So the initial thought was, okay, they can probably take that out. And then they sent me for an MRI and the next day, in fact, and a full body CT. And yes, there's 8 tumours in my head across both hemispheres because I like to do things obviously in a thorough fashion, and my lungs look like they've got confetti stuck on them. Although, apart from being a bit breathless on stairs, and that varies, I'm not getting too much aggravation from that. And I've never smoked or done anything, so. And nobody in my family has cancer, so. I'm Taylor, my daughter, she calls me the OG, the original gangster. I am the originator. But I haven't done things by halves. I seem to have gone the whole hog. Now, they've said to me, I said, how long? And they said, literally. 5 years, they said, no. They said anywhere in between then, probably, you know, maybe Christmas, maybe longer. So like, they don't fucking know. So I'm not going to dwell on it. At the moment, I can speak. I'm not drooling. I'm not wetting myself. I'm not doing any of the things you would think brain problems cause. I get the odd cognitive stalemate where my right hand is just looking at me like, what do you want me to do? But I get there in the end, and, you know, I'm still. It feels like I have a sinus infection. It's not huge pain. I have so many pills. It's frightening. But there you go. Anyway, I'm just rambling on about myself. But either way, I just want to say thank you to every person that has sent me, you know, every single word. Because sometimes I can't type, but I do read. And I just find, you know, you've had me in tears, but like just emotional tears, like the love I feel for everybody right now. I'm just like a huge emotional hug of a person. And if I could hug each and every one of you, I would do, because, you know, people go, oh yeah, well, Twitter's insincere and everyone talks bullshit and nobody really cares. And, that's crap. And I know it's crap. And, you know, obviously, I mean, I've been trolled. I had people calling me a fake last year. Well, they can kiss my scar. or scars. I got one in my cleavage and one under my arm. So pick one. And they can certainly come to radiation with me. That's fine. If they need that in their lives, I will gladly radiation puke all over them. It's fabulous. And I'm also going to be making a video message that needs to go on YouTube, because if there is one thing that I would tell anybody who is touched by cancer to do, is if you have it anywhere in your body and you are told you are in remission and they have not done an end of treatment, full body head to toe scan. Do not accept the remission as fact until you have the full body scan, including your head. You are not sure that you are clear, and this will kill. This has killed two people now, including myself. My sister-in-law got over breast cancer and was told that she was fine. She got backache, she went in, her liver was ruined. And they would, if they had found it, if they had bothered to full body scan her, she would still be here now. They gave her 4 to 6 months to live. She was dead in 6 weeks. That happened as I was cleared. So just the fact that they missed that made me more adamant about getting a full body, everything. So if you or anyone you know is in remission and they have treated one area but they haven't checked everywhere else, breast cancer is the main cause of brain cancer and so many others. And I'm sure prostate cancer has a spin-off somewhere and all the other. Just be thorough. This is your lives, okay? Don't let the medical profession send you away in a cost-effective way and say, go and enjoy your life. Because if I had listened to them, I would not know. I would be sitting here now thinking I was fine and going, and then literally drop dead in front of my child at some point. So, you know, I will be making a video and I will put that somewhere on the internet. If it's the last thing I do, I am on a mission to make sure that even if one person survives when I haven't, then, you know, wherever I go, I will feel relieved. And so there's that. Anyway, I'm going to go. I'm not being morbid. I'm really not being morbid. I'm sorry if this is making anyone miserable in the slightest. I intend to ride this life until the wheels fall off. And while I'm up and about, then I will be doing things. I will not be sitting here miserable, because that's just not me. So enjoy your days. And thank you. If you've got through this, thank you, because you know me, I ramble. And have an absolutely fantastic week. And I would just like to say thank you to people like Sassy Texas Girl on Twitter, and, you know, people with my... I have a hashtag. Bless Warrior Sadara. I'm just overwhelmed. I'm just like, wow. Seriously. Good Lord. You're all amazing. And thank you. Thank you. And thank you from my daughter and my family too. Take care. Till the next time. And there will be one. Bye.